Okay, so we're looking at the Rosh on the Gimel Beis on the Morris first two shilas. It's really more coming up. It's really two shilas. So the first shilah the Morris presents is really the second shilah. So the first step was that he made a Naziris, a 30-day Naziris, which will take effect in 20 days. He was a kabbal of naziris of 100 days without setting a time for it. So the lashon of me'achshav doesn't mean he's not specifying that it has to start immediately. So what does it mean me'achshav? V'shul shomer already knows la'achar esim yoyim. Omer u'me'achshav me'ayoyim. Klemer shariyim lachol me'achshav. That the 100 could take effect now. It doesn't mean that it has to. So that's the more shiloh. So do we say that he can't fit the 100 to the 20, so he didn't mean that the 100 should start now? Or he meant the 100 should start now, since after the 20 are the 30 are finished, he'll have 80 days left, so he'll have at least 30 days of Gidul Sar.
After the 20?
After the 30 days of the second Kabbalah, or after the 20 days and the 30 days, after the 30 days of the Naziris are finished, he'll have 80 days left, and therefore 20 for the first Naziris of 100, 30 for the second Naziris of 30, and then 80 left of the first Naziris of 100. So after the 30 days, which he does for the other Naziris, he'll have 80 days left, so he'll have at least 30 days worth of Gidul Sar. So he doesn't mind that there's a gap. If he'd be left with only 20 days at the end, in other words, he did it in a Naziris, which is taking effect at 80 days from now. He starts 100 now, he's going to end up with only 20 afterwards, which is not enough. So why should he want to start a Naziris, maybe, which we could argue it can't really work? But over here it can work. It can do 20 now and 80 later. In a case where he said, I'm a Mekabal Naziris of 30 days starting in 80 days from now, and I'm a Mekabal Naziris of 100 days. So he does 80 days of the 100, he does 30 days of the other Naziris, and he has 20 left on his 100. So 20 is not a valid amount to be left. He needs to leave, you need Gidul Sar. And then Mekibin the Islay, today Gidul Sar, Lebesayf, Chayli. Then he doesn't mind the fact that there's a break in his 100. There's going to be a full, the equivalent of at least or more of Gidul Sar on the second Naziris, in the second half of this Naziris. Now, so the Rosh, the mind that preaches the Bechol Naziris Mufsek is Sarach. I brought two pshatim in the Mishnah. Whether you in the case where you have this interruption, does he cut his hair after the interruption is finished or not? We have two pshatim in the Mishnah. So according to the pshat that he cuts his hair, so what would happen? He'd do 20 days, then 30, cut his hair, and now he says, "Oy vey, I don't have any hair. I need a Gidul Sar." Don't worry, you have the Gidul Sar. You have 80 days left. But if you would say, if the scenario of 80, 30, he says, "Oy vey, I don't have enough days left." So that can make sense. But according to the pshat that by the case of Hefsik, he doesn't cut his hair. So why do you need 30 days left? So that's what he's saying, that it has a chashivis shal Gidul Sar. But the mice, even though it's not a practical issue, because the mice said the hair is quite long enough, but the nekuda of that the leftover time is a chashuv amount of time. He doesn't mind that I should interrupt and leave over such amount of time. It's not the rush, but according to my other pshat, the Bechol Nazir is Usekis, Sarkal Galeach Shnei Pomim, Nicha. That's much better than Naka Lishan the Gittel Sar, Klerma Sheena Mafsid Klum Bafsaka, Shena Sarkal Linus Yemi Yaser, the Tsar Gittel Sar. So that's why. So that's the first lush of the rush is almost like. So according to that pshat, I get it. According to the other pshat, what's the point is chashivas.
From where do we have an interrupting sound and have it still count?
It's a good question. Again, so there are really potentially two points to that question. One is misad the neder of the person. One is misad the definition of the Torah of a nazir. One is misad, you know, what was the das of the person when he was mekabel this neder to be a nazir? What did he have in mind? Now, there's no way. Let's say a person with Kabbalah and Zeris of 100 days. He says, you know what? I'll do 50, take a break and do 50. That's clear that all throughout the Masechta that what your Makabal zeros a certain amount of time, it has to be one unit. But when you have it over here, the advantage over here you have, leaving the haircut out for a second, is that even though he's interrupting it mitzad the kiyum of it, he's not interrupting it mitzad the dinim of it. I mean, he's keeping all dinim nazir. It seems to be that our mission is assuming that's not a problem. So according to the pshat in the rush and Tosis, you know, really in the rush is really Tosis, that he doesn't cut his hair in the middle. So it's for sure good. He's doing 20, 30, another 80, and then he takes his final haircut after 130 days. According to the pshat that he cuts his hair in the middle, that's the bigger chiddush. And it seems to be that since the only thing that he's not doing mitzad naziris is the haircut, mitzad havas korban, that doesn't act as a true bona fide break in his other naziris, because he's keeping Surayayan and Tumas Mesim and Giluach, except for in the form of bringing the korban, it doesn't seem to be a real interruption. That's a problem. How the Gemara knew that that's true, that you could do Nazir, that I don't know. The Mishnah seems to assume that it works. The Kardashian makes sense. Three?
That's good, right? After the 13 days in the middle, he cuts his hair.
That's to pshatim in the rush, whether he cuts his hair in that case or not. That's what the rush is addressing, those two pshatim, how to play it out over here. So the more sabbati borla, and here's muetis, klarmar. Why are you asking this question in the case of 30 and 100, you could ask the question in the case of 30 and 30. Your tzad that it works is because there's going to be at least 30 days left over afterwards, which means means that in a case of 30 and 30, he says, I want to be a nazir after 20 days, and I want to be a nazir another time besides. So it's going to be 20, 30, and 10. That's not going to work. Right? According to what we're saying. Because the only reason why the case... So, in other words, what's the suffix? He means, obviously, the more saying one side, he doesn't mean to start his 100 now, because why should something which is going to have an interruption? So he must have meant... Wait 20 days, do nothing. Be an usher for 30 days, and then start his 100 days. That's one side of the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, I don't mind starting now because I'll have at least 30 left over afterwards. So now in the case of 30-30, there's no Shaila. He clearly means to start it afterwards because he's not going to start 20, then do 30, and then have 10 left over. So he clearly means leave it over afterwards. That's the Gemara is assuming. So the Gemara's kasha is, who may have to say, Ramai, Bahanami Ikeli Tzipuke, the Dilma, Enochash Alav Saka. Official initial begiddel sar. Dalving up the board of Mr. Yermi Yaseri, the tzar giddel sar. Now, if you learn that he doesn't cut his hair, so then the Morris has got a very strong kasha. So he's in with 60, he can do 20, 30, and 10. He has 60 days. If you learn that so the Morris thing, so why are you assuming that doesn't work? That doesn't work. You need a chashivas the 30 days over after the mehechatesi, where they come from. If you hold a sukkah, it works. So maybe this should work 20, 30, 10. If you learn that he cuts his hair after 30, so it'll be 20, 30, haircut, and then 30. Because you need 30 days to get 10 days also the netter, and 30 days also get osar. So the more is challenging that even that should work. Maybe he wants that. So, now that is not as strong as a kasha. Maybe the more is assuming that he doesn't want that. So some of the Quranim say from the Gemara is like the repulsion that the more is saying. Well, why isn't this a shayla? The more is assuming like the title of the Rosh, he doesn't get a haircut in the middle. But the Rosh is not is speaking out his chat now. In the tzad, you do get a haircut. You're right. We're asking both shailas. First, that's true, and even asked, what about why? And we just went straight to the second question. The truth is both a really a question. Do you say, since there's only 10 days left over afterwards, so he would not mean to do that. Or not. And even if you tell me that in that case, it's only 10 days left over, he doesn't want. What about a case where there's going to be 80 days left over? Maybe that works, or even not. Okay. Now, Zot Gemara, Yudalam and Aleph. Fourth line. The intim salam rechayli, if you tell me that it works, so do 20, 30, 80. So, I'm already nozer la'achar chafyayim. Okay, so do we say that over here the Nazar Arlam really means that he having a dafsaka of 30 in the middle of his 100 isn't really a problem. The mice can get his 100, but the 30 sort of way detracts from the nazar olam. So he meant, wait 20 days, be honest for 30 days, process that haircut process, and then start nazir olam. Because it means now the 30 days in between is make a ray from the Nazar Olam in a certain sense. It's not all Nazar Olam, it's all that Nazar. Right. So he didn't mean to include that. Especially if you learn that you get a haircut after the 30. So you're starting in the Nazar Olam, which we had before. He's only allowed to get a haircut once, according to Mumpshat, the mission gets a haircut every 12 months. So once he's in the Nazar Olam, he can't get his haircut now. Right? So he means to wait.
When can you get the hair? You said that it's possible to delay the haircut on the Korban vis a vis the end of the Nazirut. You just have to maintain the Nazirut later on.
Right.
So in this case, it might be possible to put,
wait till 12 months.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, I'm saying the same, more same, but you hear why the person's more clearing, like, you know, even in the case of 100, he means to start and continue afterwards. In the case of Nasser Elam, he doesn't want to do that.
Now I don't see the downside other than running two at the same time. The 22 at the same time is not possible, and that is truly what you intend. So I might say that it's what was the phrase? Neder,
yeah, the problem is that Nazar Olam doesn't get a full haircut every year. He only is allowed to make, he's allowed to make up a tar. Right, so he's really creating a problem for himself.
Yes.
Okay, so the more intim Shalomar, if he means to start the Nazir Zalem now, he's got a problem. How's he Megaleach for the, and bring Karbonis for the other Naziris? So he can bring karbonos, but he doesn't he's not makayim the din of giluach. So he's like, okay. Now in Tulomer is at the Mora Hacha Kiman the Efshel Ichule Chayla. Amar Harini Nazir Shimshon Lachar Esim Yom Umeyachshav Nazir Stam Mahu Hacha Leyefshel Ichule Michayli Erloi. Okay. The halachas is no, there's no she'ela on Nazir Shimshon, which is one of the big questions that the poskim talk about with nusach, which we have in the Torah Sedorim. We say Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're asking for a Torah afilu Nazir Shimshon. That's the girsa which we have in the standard Torah Sedorim, which is like strange because the Moraz says you can't be shoyal on Torah Nazir Shimshon. So there's a girsa which says chutz with Nazir Shimshon, but the, I think the article has chutz. Has it in brackets, but the old Sturm had a filu, which is like, so not the primary, he asked like, what is this doing here?
Okay.
You know, doesn't make any sense.
Was there any answer to that?
I haven't seen a good one. So,
it might just be a printer's error.
Yeah, but it seemed to be, you know, it
enough people.
It got in there some way, somehow. Like somebody put it in. Like, you know, it wasn't the printer said, you know, let's add these three words of films, there's some shit, you know. Or the gears was chusin zirim shimsh, and then he changed the filu.
Yeah, so
alam the shamor. It's what?
I mean, you say chusin zirim shimsh. Wait, you say why would I exclude that? That doesn't make sense, right?
The rabbi must have made a mistake. I'll correct it for him. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. So the more silly this. See, even if you tell me that the case in the Zeros Nazar Olam, the person might mean the following. You know what? I'll start now, and I'll be shoyal on my Nazirus of 30 days. So the more. What about a case where it's going to be a Zeros Shimshon, which would be the.
At that moment in time, first it was still yes. Born, right?
So So now when I start my nose, there's Stam, and then I get my nose near Shimshin in the middle, I can't. So the case of Nosa Olam is the Me'akshav, and the 30 day Zira Stam is the problem. No problem. When I get there, I'll take care of it. I'll remove it. We had a sugya over there in the dorm about you can't be Sharlon that until it's actually Tal. So when those 30 days come, I'll be shayel on it. But I started a zero stam with a zero shimshin in the middle, which was the case. Versus, okay, so I'll get there. I'll be shayel on it. That doesn't work. Or the verse says no. Even then, he means this: he'll start now, and they'll deal with whatever happens. Happens. Okay. Then the verse says. Then the Moor says, the prisoner says, Omar, Kimoisha, Beshiva, Ba'adar, Mai. And I'm not sure what the. It's like a standard. I'm not sure why the shayla is here. It's a shayla. Do we say when the prisoner says commercial shiva other, he means I'm going to be a nazir, or it's not a kavolas and zeris?
Right.
What's the argument? That a few ways to say it, either because. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was if there was the reaction to that was to many people that they had such sorrow they wanted to express it in some way, they were mekabel naziris. So the Rosh suggests the Mefarsh suggests that Moshe Rabbeinu no longer drank wine after he was nifter and Zion Nader. Maybe that's what it means. Okay, but it has no hemshich of the shilas. Okay, so that's the shilas. So the more pashim inayu kadmaisa. Let's be pashit. But now the girsa that the toisa says pashit miyu. Kamaisa, let's at least be pushed to the first shayla. We have a brayso which says, "Ready nozel la'achar esim yoyim me'achshav me'yoyim, mon esim yoyim achamon eshloshim achamon shmarim kreil la'hashem mezirus b'shayla." So there's a brayso which addresses at least the first case and says that Rava cleared, and it said that it works. Because let's tackle some of the rush. Top of the page. I'm going to say that. Omer Harini Nozer La'akar Kofya Me'achshav Nozer Olam Yitayla Alei Olam Yitayla Alei Olam Yitayla Harini Nozer La'akar Kofya Me'achshav Kofya Me'chayli. So we say that he means he'll start the 100 now, do 20, it drops to 30, and then it finish off with the 80. Because Hossam Dalvagav the Chayli Kuf, Shani Hossam Dalvagav the Chayli Kuf, Yoim, Me'akshav, Epshalakim, Kol Mishman Nazirah, Shalachar Chof, Yoim, after the 20 plus the 30, the remaining 80 will do everything you need to do. Ganarash Shalomah Shal Nazirah, Kuf, Yolech, Yoim, Kamanash Shal Kuf, Mishan Nazirah, Shalachar Chof. He can wait till day of 130 and bring the kavanas for both. That's if you learn that he doesn't get a haircut. Our leader picture according to the pshat is you can lay a nazir shalach or chav. The nazir is starts after 20 days, which means the day 50 he will be a galach. Remember carbon. Galeishen is after Hashlamas Hakuv, and he'll be Megaleach again on day 130. Alahachi Ichayel and Nazirus Olam Miad Shuv LaYigaleach LaOlam. Okay, so but over here he can't do that. Merkun Domer Me'Achshav Nazir Olam. The Oisah Enam Megaleach LaOlam. So if he says me'ashav nozer, he says nozer le'olam, she's not megaleich at all. So if the gears was nozer le'olam, according to that pshat in the Gemara, you'd have to learn the question was not nozer le'olam but nozer le'olam, which said he's not megaleich. So we should argue he clearly doesn't mean to start because he won't be able to be mekayim the giluach of that nizir is or not. He meant to start, and he'll deal with it. Whatever, we'll figure something out. Amanozer Olam Mekel Batar on the market. It's like market. It's like the El Perikam. So the Rosh is answering that even though he's Mekel Batar, that doesn't that he can bring the Karbonis. The Iker Nakud is not the Gilu, but the Nakud is bringing the Karbonis. That he could be Mekai after 1 month according to Pshat, or after a year according to Pshat. There's a machlok before in the Nazar Elam if he can be make a batar every 30 days or only after every 12 months. But the Rosh says according to that Shat Nimorah, the Kash has to be the Shat of the Morah was the case of Nazar Le'olam, which that never gets a haircut. According to Pshat, you're not going to go in the middle, so then the question is just simply. We're going that in Nizir Nazar Olam there's no dinner bringing a korban batsim. Just if you want to get a haircut, you can get it. You can. You want to trim your hair, you can trim your hair, and then you have to bring a korban. But there's no dinner. So if he would start in Nazar Olam now, when's he going to bring the korbanos of the shloshim? When you finish the Nazar Olam, it doesn't exist. According to Pshat, gets a haircut. He says the Gersa was loyal. He sees our Rakim in the Epshat. The Rosh is going back and forth between two Pshat and whether you get a haircut after this, the middle Naziris or not. According to Pshat, you get a haircut after the middle Naziris. And those are the point of the Gemara was that over here you can't get a haircut because he's a Nazir Le'olam. And those are Le'olam can't get a haircut. So the Gemara is saying, does he mean to say start? It'll do in the middle of the Naziris, and he won't be able to get a haircut and bring Karbonis. And he doesn't mind. He means, I'll figure it out then, which means no solution, but I'm starting anyway. Or he says, no, obviously I don't mean to start now. That the Rosh holds, that's the gears of the Gemara if you learn the cases to get a haircut after the 30 days. If you hold it, you don't get a haircut after the 30 days, so you can regard as Nazir Olam. So what's the problem? The problem is Karbonis. That the case of 100, he'll bring at day 130 two sets of Karbonis. When he finishes both, he'll bring. So what's the finish both? When he finishes Nazar Olam, he'll bring both. He's dead. So when's he going to get to that moment? So are you going to argue if it's a Nazar Olam, he can make a batar and bring Karbonis, but he's not mechuyev to do that. It's not part. It's not the kiyum. Over there, the pshat is he'll finish and do both. Over there, there's no finish. If he wants to, he could be megaleya. We make up a tire and bring karbonos. But since it's not something he's mechuyev to do, he doesn't mean to do that in this case. Because what is he going to bring a karbonos which he's mechuyev to do? Okay, let's hold it here. Get the rush.